The cost of housing in Greater Boston is soaring. There's also a serious housing shortage in the area, and most troubling, there's a major mismatch between the type of housing available and what's needed. These are the conclusions of the 12th Annual Greater Boston Housing Report Card, issued by the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University. The report out this morning says this mismatch is having major consequences, including a loss of housing options for working families. With us to talk about this is the lead author of the report, Northeastern Professor of Political Economy, Barry Bluestone. Good morning, Barry, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start by talking about the overall cost of housing. The report notes an increase in the number of homeowners and renters who are cost-burdened, meaning they pay more than 27% of their income toward housing. What's contributing to that rise, and more importantly, what's the effect?
Housing prices have continued to rise, rents rising even faster, and family incomes, particularly for renters, have been relatively stagnant. So with no growth in income and rising rents, more and more families, and particularly renters, are paying 30% or more of their income, and in fact, more than a quarter of all renters in Greater Boston are spending more than half of their gross income just to pay rent. That's an all-time record. The reason for it, of course, is we've just not built enough housing, and particularly rental housing. And the other thing we found in our report was that we have finally, successfully, kept lots of young people, 20 to 34-year-old millennials are staying here. But they're doubling up, tripling up, and quadrupling up before they form their own families. And they're basically renting the housing stock that was built for working families, the classic triple-decker, the duplex. And as a result, working families are being squeezed in the housing market more than ever.
The report describes what's called an out-of-sync housing market dominated by the two groups you're talking about, baby boomers and millennials. Millennials first. Tell us more about what they're looking for in housing and what they are finding.
Well, what we're finding is we have, of course, a large number of graduate students, a huge number of residents, medical residents, and interns. They're excited about being in Boston. That's the good news. But what they're finding is they can't afford the housing here if they try and do that on their own. Many of them that we've talked with would like to have a small unit of their own where they could have a little privacy, but in what we call millennial villages, where there'd be lots of amenities, lots of common space. We've seen some of these developments in Europe in places like Barcelona, and we think they'd be perfect for Boston.
So then, working families, if working families are having a hard time finding housing in Boston, as you say, does that mean they're being driven out of the city?
In fact, what we found between 2000 and 2010, that there's been an increase in the number of very wealthy homes, households, those who have five times the poverty rate or more. There's actually been an increase in the number of families who have low incomes, who are served by our public housing or subsidized housing, but we're losing everybody in between.
What about the generation that's aging, baby boomers? What are they looking for and what are they finding?
Well, that's my generation, and what we're finding is that many of them are ready to downsize. They're empty nesters. Some of them are widows and widowers. They're in large single-family homes they might have bought 20 or 30 years ago in the communities they enjoy, most of them in the suburbs. Some of them, well-to-do, may want to move to downtown Boston, but most want to stay in the communities where they live. But there is a lack of multifamily housing, smaller housing units, and so they're kind of stuck.
All right, big question. Is this being addressed by political forces? Because after all, housing stock outlasts usually demographic shifts.
What I hope we'll see out of this report will bring together a new coalition of political leaders, mayors, the governor, the Secretary of Housing and Economic Development, bring together developers and architects and real innovative folks working, let's say, with universities and the teaching hospitals in a new coalition.
Barry Bluestone of Northeastern University, author of the 12th Annual Greater Boston Housing Report Card. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.